Heya, heya. Welcome to part two of the Bitter End rundown on the Seed of Chucky. This is part two, people. If you haven't listened to part one, you want to go back to your feed and you want to go back an episode.
Because, damn, muckabat!
Because fucking hell, we have gone long on this one. We have a surprising amount to say about this film. So go back and have a listen if you're in the wrong place. If you've listened to the first bit, welcome back. Hang on to your butts. We're going back in for some more Seed of Chucky. Todd, do you have anything to add?
Fuck no. Get back to the Seed of Chucky chat.
So, Mr. Redman comes over for drinks with Jennifer Tilly. There is a bit that made me kind of jump out of my seat on the train where they're talking and going on about, you know, like, is she right for the part? Is she not right for the part? And Redman is great at sending himself up in this.
Yeah.
But then, like, there's a bit where he just goes, like, I was talking to God and he said, you're the one for this role. And Jennifer Tilly kind of looks off into the middle distance, goes, oh, really? And he just goes, yep. You hear a zip and he just grabs her head and thrusts it into his crotch. And I'm like, fuck me. That is savage. That is not cool. So luckily, Tiffany comes up and twats him over the head with a massive bottle of champagne.
Yep. Knocks him out.
It's like, you do not do that, red man.
Yeah. And then Tiffany is like, because they drugged the champagne.
Yeah.
Tiffany drugged the champagne. And Tiffany is like, fuck you, Redman, you pig. And Jennifer Tilly, what are you doing selling yourself for a role? My mother always said you can smell it on the girls that sell it.
Great.
By the way, huge fan. Please, will you give me your autograph? Bonks her on the head and then ties her to the bed next to Redman.
All the while this has been going on, two things have been happening. John Walters has been in the bushes taking photographs, paparazzing it up.
Taking the most amazing photos. So he's like really excited to be taking photos of huge superstar Jennifer Tilly, like snogging huge superstar Redman.
Yeah.
And then he's also taking pictures on the top floor of Chucky wanking into a cup going, oh, wow, this midget's having a lot of fun. And there's this really weird bit where like, so, oh my God, we're getting so ahead of ourselves, Tom. But
okay.
Before,
roll it back.
Before Jennifer Tilly starts basically beeging Redman.
Yeah.
Tiffany is upstairs and is like, okay, Chucky, you're going to have to get the seed of Chucky into this cup so we can get it in the turkey baster and have our plan work.
Yeah.
And Chucky's like, okay, well, how about like kickstarting me here? And Tiffany like pulls her top down. And
oh God.
We get a full frontal shot of Tiffany's porcelain doll boobs.
Yep, and you're kind of...
Chucky's into it!
I mean, even before you get the flash of doll boobs, you're kind of like, oh God, Chucky's going to have a wank. he's going to have a wank. There's her boobs, there's her boobs. And then, okay, now Chucky's going through some porn mags, which...
And he ends up picking up a copy of Fangoria,
yeah,
and like wanking over the zombies.
Fuck about. What is going on? Like, you know, like, just watching this film, like, I think my mind is melting. That's what it feels like. Anywho.
Oh, Tom.
So, they trust Jennifer Tilly.
No, you cannot move on, because while he's wanking, he does the evil murder laugh.
Oh, God, he does.
Oh, Tom. God.
Well, you thought that was pretty full on, something that your eyes could never unsee.
I did, yes.
How do you feel about Jennifer Tilly and Redman? Yeah, paint you a picture. They are tied to a bed.
Okay.
Jennifer Tilly is legs akimbo.
All right.
Yeah, Tiffany is stood between her legs with a turkey baster full of Chucky's semen. And she's squeezing it, and the semen is dripping out of the end of said turkey baster. Chucky's like, you seem to have this all under control. I'm just gonna just go out for a bit. And Tiffany is like, oh, having a baby is such a beautiful thing.
It's just the most bizarre scene. It's the most bizarre scene. Because, like... Tiffany is kind of doing this commentary about Jennifer Tilly. Like, oh, I can't believe I'm inseminating the real Jennifer Tilly. Like, oh, she's a bit fatter than I thought she would be, et cetera, et cetera.
And which is Jennifer Tilly saying
this. Jennifer Tilly, like, talking about, it's the weirdest scene. This should be mandatory in every school, every subject. I don't care if you're doing maths, history, science.
You just want to watch it.
I just want every child to have to watch this scene.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. And you know what else is fucked up?
What?
What Chucky does while Tiffany is doing this. He's like, I'm getting out of here. This is like a girl's moment.
I'm going to go for a boys' night out. Oh, fuck.
Boys' night out.
Yes. Yeah. Another thing, importantly, that has happened, because we're once again, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. Because Glenn or Glenda is like, oh, why do you kill? I don't think we should be doing that. That Tiffany is like, you're right, we shouldn't. I can't do a Jennifer Tilly, fuck it. Anyway.
Oh, you're right, we shouldn't be doing this. And I can't do a Jennifer Tilly either.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Somebody get Jennifer Tilly on the line.
Anyway, she's like, no, you're right, Chucky, we're addicts. We need to quit killing.
And there's this brilliant line from him where he's like, there's nothing wrong with violence. You know what there's wrong with instead of violence? Violins. That's what I don't like. It's weird. Like,
it's a weird gag.
Like Rodney Dangerfield.
It then sets off this... That's no respect. It then sets off this weird bit of Tiffany trying to go cold turkey, quitting killing. And Chucky has said that he's going to quit, but he hasn't really. He's taking Glenn or Glenda out on a boys' night out to go and kill John Waters.
Yes!
On the way to go and kill John Waters, he gets passed on the road by Britney Spears driving a convertible and runs her off the road. The car explodes and Chucky says, oops, I did it again.
So there's two interesting things about this scene, which is fucking amazing. The Britney Spears scene. Number one is that just before Chucky runs Britney Spears off the road, Britney Spears turns to him and flips him the bird.
I love that this film series is really into flipping the bird.
Yes, it's the Freddy Krueger's Bobby UK bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Second thing is, that's not really Britney Spears, it's a lookalike.
Yeah.
Right? But the lookalike is so good that A, I thought it really was Britney
Yeah,
Spears.
I went and checked it.
It's not. But that Britney Spears' management felt obliged to take out an ad in the LA trade papers to say we would like it to be known that Britney Spears did not participate in this film because they were
wow.
so concerned that people would have seen her A, flipping the bird,
and just being B, in this horror
being involved in this incredibly weird horror film.
Yeah. Anyway, they get to John Waters' place.
And he's in his like dark room with all the red light.
Yep.
And John Waters is developing the photos. And he's got this photo of Chucky having a wank. And he looks behind him because he hears a noise and Chucky's there. And he's like, I recognise that guy. And he looks back at his photo and he's like, that's the guy. Turns around, guy's not there. Ooh.
Spooky. Where could he be? He's on a shelf.
He's on a shelf.
He's got a big knife.
But the knife doesn't kill him. Glenn accidentally bumps into him.
He's like, no, he doesn't want his dad to kill him. He's like, oh no, don't do the killing, Dad. But no, trips up old big boy John.
Big boy Johnny W. And he gets some sulfuric acid.
On the
falls off
face.
The shelf onto his face. And his face melts. And it's amazing. And it's at this point that Glenn starts to get this weird thing with his eyes twitching. Because he doesn't like violence. And whenever he sees it, his eye twitches. And he's like, he's snapping. He doesn't like it. And Chucky's like, attaboy, attaboy. Let's pose for like a family father-son photo. And they've got John Waters with his amazing CGI melted face. And Chucky's next to him like so proud. And Glenn is there like looking a bit like, oh, I'm not sure about this.
Yeah, because he keeps on having these dreams, these very violent dreams. Like, what does this mean? I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it. So let's go back to Jennifer Tilly's place.
And Tiffany is done with the turkey baster.
Oh, yes.
Old Tilly has been inseminated, but she's kind of, she feels like killing. She's having some trouble. So she just, you know, Chucky's out having the fun. Tiffany's like, she's just not feeling it. So she's reading through the 12-step program and she's like, okay, step one, admit you have a problem. Fine, done. Step two, give yourself up to a higher power. Fuck that. Skipping ahead. Don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. Skip to 9.
Yeah.
All right. You've got to call people up that you've hurt and apologize to them. I understand this is the plot of the TV show My Name is Earl. And so she's like, okay, yep. Well, who can I call? Picks the phone, dials the number, and she's like, hello, is this the widow of Robert Bailey? Now, Robert Bailey is the first person to die at the start of Bride of Chucky, the like security guard, cop guy, whose lighter she stole. And we get this super cool callback where there's just this woman that's like, what are you doing? Jennifer Tilly's like, yeah, I killed your husband in the last movie.
I'm really sorry about it.
And the widow, like, understandably, is like freaking out. And Tiffany's like, oh, I feel so much better now.
And just puts the phone down.
Mwah!
Great stuff.
And then it's the morning.
Yes, Jennifer Tilly wakes up.
Redmond and Tilly wake up.
They don't remember anything.
They're like, did we fuck? I don't know if we fucked. Maybe we fucked. We probably fucked. And then Tilly gets into the limo with Stan, the limo driver, who is in love with her. And she's like, hey, Stan, you said you had something you wanted to tell me before. And he's like, yeah, okay. And he starts to tell her. And she goes, oh, yeah, you tell me. And like pukes into her really expensive looking handbag. And instead of like, sorry, ignore me. Carry on. You were saying?
And he's like, no, I'll tell you later. I'm good. So we're like, okay, so Jennifer Tilly's, it's worked. The turkey baster has worked in like record time. The morning sickness has kicked in.
Because Tiffany makes a point of telling Chucky, it's a voodoo pregnancy. It works quicker.
It takes about 2 days.
2 days tops.
2 days tops. Anyway, later that evening, Mr. Redmond comes back for a second visit to Chateau Tilly. And they're having dinner.
So much food.
So much corn.
Yeah.
Just the biggest bowl of sweet corn. And Redmond is going at it.
Like, that's my approach to corn too. It's off the cob. It's just like loose.
Yeah, just a huge
with a
bowl
big spoon.
Of it. And Jennifer Tilly gets, she tells Redmond, I'm pregnant. And she's like, I haven't had sex with anybody. I think I had sex with you last night. I haven't gotten laid in a year, but I just do this kind of trampy kind of persona is so I can get these sex pot roles because no one's giving me anything else. And then Redmond is like, well, I had a vasectomy as soon as I came to Hollywood. I ain't no chump. And he just carries on eating his sweet corn, and Jennifer Tilly's upset. She goes and picks up the phone, finds out there's been some more murdering going on with John Waters dying and all this kind of stuff.
Because there's some suspicion that maybe she was involved.
Yes.
With both the special effects guy and with John Waters' death. So she's on the phone being like, no, I wasn't there. I didn't do anything.
Yeah. And she's like, I've got to fuck off, Redman. You go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And Redman's going, you go fuck yourself.
Yeah. He's like, I'm leaving when I finish my corn.
Yeah.
Tiffany.
Doesn't like that.
Doesn't like it. Mm. So you know what she does, Tom.
Oh, I saw this in the film. I was like, oh, I bet Todd is so happy right now.
Because
what happens?
Because she crawls under the dinner table.
Oh, yeah? What does she do under the dinner table?
And she picks up a knife.
Oh, what's she going to do with that?
She crawls between Redman's legs.
Is it a knife? What kind of a knife would you say that was?
I would describe it loosely as a peen stabbing knife. A rad little stabber for peens.
Finally, someone actually, after many attempts, gets stabbed in the peen.
And it's Redman, and she stabs him in the peen at the dinner table again and again. And it goes so deep that his intestines fall out of his peen onto the floor, and they are steaming. They literally steam his intestines.
They're red hot.
Like they're red hot.
And full of corn.
Oh, mate, how fast do you think his metabolism is? They probably haven't reached
yet. Did you see the size of that bowl? I imagine that they've got 2 hours worth of footage of him eating corn.
It's insane.
It's just like, what is happening in this film? It's... Right.
And then Tiffany, like, bungs Redman in the cupboard, and then she goes and has like a romantic night, like, or not necessarily a romantic night, but like a cozy night in with Chucky, and they're watching TV, and there's just this weird bit of fake news that they're watching. Martha Stewart's about to get executed.
Because this was a big thing in the Bride of Chucky, that that Tiffany really likes Martha Stewart, yeah. And they keep on talking about her, and in this it's kind of like, oh yeah, Martha Stewart's getting executed.
Because I think Martha Stewart did go to prison.
She did go to prison,
yeah.
She did.
I don't think she got executed, though.
No. And then...
Then we get the super weird bit where Jennifer Tilly wakes up the next morning after a horrible meal with Redman.
Oh my God, yes!
And she is suddenly, like, 9 months pregnant. Like overnight.
She's freaking out. Redmond, she didn't find the dead Redmond.
Yeah, because Tiffany, like,
he's been hidden away. And she is freaking the fuck out because she is so up the duff. It is not even true. And so she calls up Joan, her assistant. It's like, Joan fucking hell, I'm really fat. And she's kind of like, oh, what else is new, Jennifer Tilly? Hey-oh. So it's like, no. Like, I'm like fucking pregnant. Because she'd previously sacked Joan. And now she's phoning up and being like, Joan, I'm really sorry. I'm freaking out. And then Tiffany gets on the other line, and you've got this three-way call where Jennifer Tilly thinks that when Tiffany is talking, it's Joan doing an impression of her, and then Joan thinks that when Tiffany is talking, that it's Jennifer Tilly. And it's just like, oh, my head's hurting. What is happening here? This is bizarre.
Is it Redman's?
No, it's definitely not Redman's.
What?
It's definitely not Redman's. What an asshole.
What makes you say that?
Say what?
The Redman is an asshole.
I didn't say it. You did.
No, I didn't.
So he's not an asshole?
Yes, he is.
Joe, will you please stop doing that?
Doing what?
Imitating me. I do not sound like that.
Oh, yes, you do.
While all of this is going on, Chucky does the thing that he loves doing, and he jumps on Jennifer Tilly's shoulders and just goes, rah, rah, rah,
rah, rah, rah, rah, pulls a pillowcase down over her head, and it's just, rah, 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 and Jennifer Tilly's screaming.
I was just pissing myself laughing when he's on her shoulders. It's gone from that thing that used to really freak me out, and now I just find it fucking hilarious. Whenever he's on someone's shoulders, I'm just like, cannot get enough. This is comedy gold.
You see, Tom, horror heals.
Yeah.
Horror heals. And this is when my favourite line in the whole film happens, during the scene.
Yep.
So it was a bit earlier during the date between Tilly and Redman, where Redman is like, you gotta know, Jennifer Tilly, you're like my favourite actress ever. And she's like, oh, stop. What's your favourite film of mine? And he goes, oh, I gotta say, I really like that movie, Bound. And I had to look this up. And Bound is a gangster movie where Jennifer Tilly is in a lesbian relationship with Gina Gershon, who plays like a gangster's girlfriend. It's like this gangster movie. It's about this lesbian relationship. She's like, oh yeah, of course you like that one, right? Of course you like that one. Anyway, during this scene, so Chucky's like on top of the real Jennifer Tilly. Meanwhile, Tiffany's on the line to Joan the assistant, trying to pretend to be actual Jennifer Tilly. And Joan is like,
Jennifer, what's wrong?
Nothing, I'm fine.
I heard you scream. I can still hear you screaming.
Oh, it's just, well, Bound is on cable. Gina Gershon is fingering me.
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
What is going on?
This film. Tom, this film.
Right?
This is the greatest film of all
time. And it does not stop there. So,
we're kind of into the third act at this
point. It's closing in on the end. So we've now got, like, Jennifer Tilly is all strung up on the bed. She is ready to pop. It all comes to a head where Tiffany finds the photograph, the family photo, where Chucky has just killed John Waters and burnt his face off. Chucky then also finds Redmond's dead body stuffed in the closet, and they're both kind of like having a row, and they're arguing about Glenn or Glenda, boy or a girl, and all this kind of like gender stuff starts bubbling up again. Meanwhile, Joan, the assistant, has come round to investigate what the fuck that bizarre phone conversation was all about. She comes through the door, sets off the silent alarm. So, like it said, the screen says, like, police have been called. So we know, like, okay, there's a ticking clock here. The police are coming. And then she's walking up the stairs and having a look around, and Jennifer Tilly's strung up to the bed going, look out. Chucky is there with his big knife in hand. You think, oh God, he's going to stab her. He's just going to do his thing. No. Tiffany runs out with a can of hairspray and a lighter, sets Joan on fire, and she just runs back and falls off the banisters, and just
the screaming during the scene is so intense. Because this film's been quite funny and the horror's been played kind of schlocky so far. This kill is like a real, like, horror kill, I think.
The thing that's also bizarre about it is this point when Joan comes in, I was like, we haven't really had like a hero other than like obviously Jennifer Tilly, but she's not really going to be a final girl. She's just kind of, a lot of things are happening to her. And it's like, is Joan going to be the hero? Is she going to come in and save the day? Oh no, she's dead.
Yeah.
Oh no, she's dead instantly. She's fucked. And then Chucky's like, turns like, oh, Tiff, that was amazing. That was amazing. And then Tiffany turns around and it's not Tiffany. It's Glenn or
Glenda.
And this is where it goes full on psycho. And this is where the kind of this sort of like gender identity stuff gets a bit sticky, because Glenda has gone fucking insane.
Yeah, they play this bit. It's a tricky tightrope to walk. They kind of play it a bit more, a bit too close to the kind of, we're doing this because it's wacky, kind of shocky kind of thing. And what I like to think, if I want to be generous to the filmmakers, is that they're playing it almost as a reference to the really great classic horror movie, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, which maybe not everybody's seen, where there's this super cool bit towards the end where Baby Jane is like, I forget the name of the actress, but she's gone crazy. She's an old lady who is dressed up like a little girl.
Right,
and
right.
Running around killing people, and it's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
And this is how Glenn / Glenda looks in drag, is like exactly like Baby Jane from this. But they're also kind of doing it with this like wacky laughter and like, I'm a pretty girl. And it's a bit
full on. It's a bit too much. It's not great. Now, I mean, there's ways of viewing this, because Tiffany freaks out and is kind of like, what are you doing? And slaps Glenda and she snaps out of it. And they kind of make it seem that Glenn and Glenda exist as, it's like two personalities in the same body, which happens when Jennifer Tilly goes into labour and she has not one, but two babies, a boy and a girl. And Tiffany is like, oh, well, this is great. We've now got like vessels for Glenn and Glenda, implying that the Dembala voodoo curse can, if there are two personalities in that body, that they can just pop one into each, or can split the personalities. So it
gets really vague. Yeah.
It gets very vague. So you could maybe try and vague your way out of some of the awkwardness of this. And this is the bit where the film kind of just goes a little bit, it kind of comes off the rails, and you're like, I'm not quite sure how to read this.
And you know how we, the audience, can tell that the film has gone fucking insane at this point?
How?
Because this is where Chucky delivers his speech as the voice of reason.
Yeah, so they're like, well, this is perfect. Oh, Stan, the limo driver.
Fuck, I've forgotten all about Stan.
He shows up because Chucky needs a replacement body because Redman's dead.
Because he got stabbed in the peen to death.
Yeah, happily, Stan shows up, limo driver, put a sock in his mouth, tied to the bed, let's do some Dembala. So we've now got two babies for their one child to go into both babies. They've got Stan, the limo driver, they've got Jennifer Tilly for Tiffany, and then this is where, yeah, like Chucky is like, whoa, slow this fucking horse down.
He's just like, you're moving too fast, let's just talk some sense. You want to be Jennifer Tilly, cool, good for you. I don't want to be this limo driver prick. I don't want to be your limo driver for the rest of my life. I don't even really want a son, to be honest with you, or a daughter or anything. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm happy as Chucky, actually, now I think about it.
What's so great about being human anyway? You get sick, you get old. You can't get it up anymore. I'm not looking forward to that. As a doll, I'm fucking infamous. I'm one of the most notorious slashers in history. And I don't want to give that up. I am Chucky, the killer doll. And I dig it.
And I'm kind of like, good point, Chucky.
Yeah.
You're a very reasonable man.
He's kind of come to, yeah, he's kind of finally, after five films, come to terms with his situation, just like accepted it. Tiffany, though, she's like, nah, jog on, mate. It's over. I'm taking Jennifer Tilly and I'm taking the kid. And then Chucky, he does not care for that a jot.
So rather than kill Tiffany, he's like, I'm going to kill Jennifer Tilly then. Fuck that. And he goes to stab her. But Stan, the limo driver, the hero, is like, no!
Fudunk!
Jumps in the way of the knife, gets stabbed in the chest. I'm like, mate, I would have done exactly the same thing. I would have done exactly the same thing. And he's dying. And at this point, Jennifer Tilly is like, Stan, you wanted to tell me something. You wanted to tell me. And Stan's like coughing up blood, like trying to say, I love you. And he can't because he's been stabbed in the chest. And Jennifer Tilly's like, what did you want to say, Stan? What did you want to say? It's so traumatic. Like, Stan's arc is fucking wild, bruh.
It goes from, like, 0 to 60 in, like, a minute.
Yeah, and then I'm lost. And then the cops turn up, and they take Jennifer Tilly to the hospital.
Yeah.
And her babies, the two newborn twins, and they won't let them see each other.
Yeah, Chucky, I think, gets stabbed by...
Tiffany.
And so you're like, well, I assume that he's not dead. Back at the hospital, we've got... So Jennifer Tilly's there and Tiffany and Glenn or Glinda have followed.
They're hiding under her hospital bed.
Tiffany drugs Jennifer Tilly. Jennifer Tilly conks out. She's like, this is brilliant. We're going to do that, Denbala. And she does. She says the incantation, but we don't know if it's taken effect yet. And then Chucky pops up and he does his fucking Jack Nicholson from The Shining. He chops through the door.
With an axe.
Puts his face through the hole. And you're like, he's going to say it. And then he goes, you know what? I can't think of a single thing to say.
I love it. It's amazing.
He chops through the door. He bashes Tiffany in the head. Chops her in the head with an axe.
Diagonally across the face, Tom.
How else would you do it?
That is a deep cut for long-time listeners of this podcast. You know that I like a diagonal chop across the face. Motherfucker.
She goes down like a fucking sack of potatoes.
And she delivers this really sad, stirring speech to Glenn or Glenda. She says, be a good boy or girl. I don't care which. Just... don't make the same mistakes that your mum and dad did.
Especially your dad.
Especially your dad, he's a prick.
Yeah.
It's a stirring speech. Like, the dying murder doll gets like a genuinely emotional...
As in the last film, Tiffany is the heart of the film. She has like the emotional... art, like, because in the last film, like, any kind of, like, emotion, it wasn't coming from fucking, like, Heigl, was it?
No.
It was coming from her.
Do you know what? There's something we even missed. There's a little plot point here. Mm. There's a recurring thing with Tiffany's character throughout both of these films, the previous one and this, where she's always, like, saying things that her mum said. Mm. Oh, my mum always used to say this. My mum always used to say that. There's a bit when they're fighting, towards the end here, where Chucky goes, oh, God, I'm so sick of hearing about your mum. I murdered that bitch 20 years ago, and she's still not leaving me alone. Charles Lee Ray murdered Tiffany's mum while he was still a man, and Tiffany still loves him.
As we've said, he is a rotter. He is a rotter, and he has just killed his lady. He's just killed the mother of his child. And Glenn or Glenda is not happy about that a jot. This whole Made in Japan thing comes back again, where Glenn or Glenda does a little bit of kung fu at Chucky. Like, suddenly, like, musters up this kind of, like, this blood rage that's been living inside them for, like, so long. And has a fight with the dad. My God.
And fucking...
it gets very Freudian.
It gets super Freudian. It's really intense. Doesn't linger too long. Doesn't outstay its welcome, which
I could have done without the whole Made in Japan bit. The whole
That
whole bit and the kung fu, it never really paid off. It should have been made in America and it should have been like, yeah, Made in America! But no, there's a little bit of kung fu and then fucking Chucky gets his comeuppance when Glenn or Glinda gets a big fucking hatchet, which Jennifer Tilly throws out to him.
Yeah, like, she's still, like, vaguely conscious, and she's like, go, kill the murder doll.
Yeah. Chops one of Chucky's arms off. Chops the other arm off.
Then what?
Both his fucking legs.
Then what?
Then his fucking head.
And before he chops the head off, Chucky looks at him and goes, attaboy.
Off
it's
goes the head.
So emotional.
Yeah.
Because Chucky's proud of him. He's proud of him for it.
Finally. And then Jennifer Tilly.
Fuck me.
Jennifer Tilly cradles Glenn or Glenda in her arms as they kind of reconcile with what they've just done. Fade to black.
Do the credits roll?
No.
No!
What happens on screen 5 years later?
This is amazing!
back to Jennifer Tilly's house and everything's all right.
Yeah.
She's got her two kids and it's their birthday.
Yeah, we don't see the kids. She's in a much bigger house. She's still in sort of Hollywood. It's sort of implied that she's like much more successful now. And she's having a bit of an argument with her nanny, this like Mexican nanny. And the nanny's like, oh, well, your daughter Glenda like got in trouble again at school. There's something really wrong with that one. Glenn is an angel, but Glenda, she's evil.
Yeah.
And we see Glenda
at the window.
At the window. And Glenda's got this like
wild,
she looks like Carrot
hair.
Top, the comedian. Yeah. She's got this crazy wild red hair like Rebecca Brooks or something. Mm. Just like peering at the window, so evil. And we think, is Glenda gonna kill the nanny? Is Glenda gonna kill the nanny? Glenda doesn't kill the nanny.
No.
Jennifer Tilly kills the nanny
with
the Tiffany doll. And it's just like, you do not talk about my children that way. Just like fucking bludgeons her over the head with this fucking doll. And then we zoom in and she's like, her face is like splattered with blood. And she's got these evil eyes. Tom. Tom, did you see her
I
eyes?
I saw the green eyes. The green eyes that looked a lot like Tiffany. And it's like, fuck, the Dembala worked. She managed to get into Jennifer Tilly's body. And she's transferred the body of Glenn and Glenda into the two kids. And she's like, brilliant, I'm going to go out and hang out with my kids some more.
Well, do you know what my take on it was, Tom?
Because
I interpreted it slightly differently. And this is the mark of a great horror movie. Yes, Tiffany is now in the body of Jennifer Tilly. You can see that with the green eyes. Yes, Glenn is in the body of Glenn, the physical child, because we get a little reflection where we zoom in on Glenn's face and he's like, I'm happy now. I'm living with my mum.
Yeah.
It's lovely. I don't think Glenn or Glenda's soul split in two.
Oh, do you think that's the seed? That's the seed of Chucky.
I think Glenn went into Glenn and Chucky went into Glenda. That's why Glenda is the evil one. The one that's the real wrong'un that the nanny is scared of. The one with the real big shock of ginger hair. The one who's staring at the window. The one to be fucking worried about.
Well, this is a hot take, Todd, because then we get Glenn at the birthday party and gets given a gift. A gift with no name tag on it. Jennifer Tilly is like, off you go and open it. Don't go too far. Don't fall over, darling. Glenn is opening up the box and what is inside it but one of Chucky's severed arms. Glenn promptly pisses his pants and then the arm goes, yeah! So, and that's when the credits roll. And so for me, I think that like Chucky's body, like he just cannot die. That like he's got this kind of like arm is on his own that like Glenn or Glenda, that there were two personalities in that body. So when it all went a bit psycho and a bit off where Glenn was in the full like mum drag, that was Glenda. The evil inside, the evil and all those dreams, that was Glenda trying to get out. So that is why there is one angel child and there is one evil child.
Oh, the good and evil separated.
Yes, and then Chucky as just like a, you know, like a goof at the end. He's kind of like, meh! Like, it doesn't matter if I've had all of my limbs and my head chopped off, I'm still going to get my revenge on you.
And the end credits roll to a slightly more rocking cover of Blondie's One Way or Another. I'm gonna get you.
Oh my God, that's exhausting. What the fuck, dude? That was insane.
That film, people. You gotta watch it. I'm so pleased that I watched it. I seriously, no joke, might watch it again tonight.
Like, I really wish that we'd been able to watch this film together, but I also really liked the fact that we watched it separately and just, like, came together just to be like, dude.
What the fuck?
Dude. Just to share it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's fucking wild. And what's even more wild to me is as soon as it was over, I started looking a bit online and I was just like, I wonder what people made of this.
Oh, what did they make?
They don't like it.
Really?
Well, the first review I saw was just like, it's funny, watch it if you like comedy, but this is going to be seriously disappointing to any true horror fan. And I call fucking bullshit on that because there's bits of this film that are scary as fuck, man. The opening like really long tracking shot of
that's amazing.
Of Glenn
that's
like
actually
murdering the British family.
That's great.
The
chicken wire head garrote lasso thing where the special effects guy's head flies into the air.
I mean, I wouldn't say that's scary, but there's some great gore.
There's gore. There's gore aplenty. And the bit where the assistant gets, like, flamethrowered to death, that's scary. That's brutal.
The thing is, introducing Tiffany, it's really shifted the focus and the tone. We mentioned this in the last film, even more so now. Like, it's 100% the doll's show, and the human characters take a back seat unless you're fucking Jennifer Tilly.
Very true. Now, I have a
and
question.
It's not a conventional horror film anymore. It's not a slasher, because a slasher, the villain should be in the shadows and they pop out and they do a kill and then they go back and then you follow the humans. And again, it's like you spend so much more time with the dolls. And this is...
That's really true.
And I think this is a much better kind of, like, I way prefer this to Wes's New Nightmare in that kind of, if you're going to do this meta horror film where it's all kind of like self-referential.
Yeah.
And like, we're making a film about the thing that's been in the other films. Wes's New Nightmare took itself actually quite seriously.
It wasn't as scary as this, and it was nowhere near as funny as this.
Yeah, but also, like, it was just like, if you're going to do a meta horror film, don't take it really seriously and have Wes play himself and be like, oh yes, I've imprisoned the devil through my own genius writing. You want to do something fucking crazy like this, where you get Redman and Jennifer Tilly playing themselves and just, like, having a laugh?
Yeah. And it's amazing. It's amazing. So I have a question about the meta element, actually.
Yeah.
In the world of the film, Jennifer Tilly is an actress and is going to be playing Tiffany.
Mm.
And, you know, but obviously that means that in that world of that film, there was Tiffany the woman and Jennifer Tilly the woman. And they just happen to have very similar voices.
Yes.
Where does Brad Dourif fit in? Was Brad Dourif going to be doing the voice of the Chucky role in the film within the film?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't they consider kidnapping him? Why don't they consider putting Chucky's spirit into Brad Dourif's body? Was this something that they brought up in the script and Brad Dourif went, nah, I don't want to do that? Did they just not even think about it?
Yeah, well, it...
Because Brad Dourif is such a cool-looking guy, like, especially as he's gotten older. He was always been a slightly strange-looking guy, but sort of around this time, this would have been probably when he was working on Deadwood, I imagine. If you haven't seen Deadwood, it's one of the best TV shows of all time. Brad Dourif is, you know, live action. He's not doing a voice. And he's the alcoholic doctor in this cowboy town, which is a brilliant role for him because he's basically sawing people's legs off.
Constantly.
But he's a good guy. He's tormented by it. He's, like, got all these horrible traumatic visions of what he's seen during the Civil War. He's trying to settle down in this small town of Deadwood, just constantly drunk and on heroin. And, like, all the time is, like, sawing people's legs off and, like, pronouncing people dead. And he's this cool, haunted, like, really, like, gallows humor, grim guy that sounds like Chucky. He's got this big handlebar moustache. He's amazing. If you injected him, the real big bad Brad, the big bad lad, into this, it would have been perfect.
Yeah, maybe it just would have filled up. It would have just been too much then.
Like, maybe.
You know, like in a film that clocks in at under 90 minutes.
Yeah,
to fit in all that peak Jennifer Tilly time, Chucky and Tiffany, and Glenn or Glenda, and Redman, and John Waters, and then put in Brad Dourif riffing away, the riff machine. Oh, I mean, it'd be a heady brew.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have a go on it. But anyway.
Maybe in the next movie, Tom.
Just this thing of, like, you know, like, celebrities playing themselves.
Yeah.
And kind of, like, you know, like, taking the piss out of themselves. I'm just thinking, like, I really want to see, you know, The Trip? With Steve
Coogan.
Yeah. I really want to see that where the two of those guys, like, go off, like, doing, like, a trip around somewhere in Europe eating in restaurants, but you've also just got, like, Chucky and Tiffany in the back seat. Just let's just mine this. Let's just mine this thing of, like, people playing themselves. Just do that crossover. I want that.
Such a good idea,
The
Tom.
Trip to death. And they're all doing their impressions, and then Chucky starts doing his best Michael Caine impression.
or just as Christian Slater, which he does quite well.
Anyway, Todd, after this, where do we go? Like, where do you go?
Curse of Chucky is where you go, Tom. 2013.
Recent. Is Jennifer Tilly going to be back in this? I mean, not as maybe as Jennifer... Well, either as Jennifer Tilly or as Tiffany.
I fucking hope so. I haven't looked at anything. I think I get the impression probably. Like, I feel like you know, till death do they part at this point. Chucky and Tiffany are married.
Yeah. I mean, also, it just seems like that Chucky just comes back. But if we're going off of what we've just seen in that film, he's at least a sentient arm.
How would you bring both of them back? Because from what we can assume, Tiffany is in Jennifer Tilly's body. How are you getting her out if you're getting her into that doll?
Fuck, I don't know, because this is very complicated now, because she's a human and we've got two children now. So,
yeah,
it's almost getting a bit unwieldy, like the amount of like evil characters that we could potentially have in this film. So I wonder whether they'll retcon something.
Well, this is maybe where we'll see if my theory comes into play, that Chucky is in the body of Glenda.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tiffany is in the body of Jennifer Tilly.
But then do you think that means if Chucky is in human form, that he would then be like, no, I really liked being a doll. I want to be immortal living in a doll. I'm going to put myself back in.
I don't think he's going to want to be a little girl. I just feel that about him. He's quite a manly.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That or they're going to kind of ignore something. That something's going to get retconned or left out.
And what do you think about that title? Because like Bride of Chucky, we knew straight away what that was going to be. Seed of Chucky, we knew straight away what that was going to be. Curse of Chucky, a bit vaguer.
That could mean anything. But like curse maybe implies, do you think that we will be bringing back like Andy or something? You know, like we'll come back to like someone that he's tussled with in the past.
Ooh, that could be good, couldn't it?
Yeah, maybe that.
Okay, yeah. I'm so excited to see it. And you know what else I'm excited about, Tom? But also a little sad about? It's going to be, very temporarily, the bitter end.
Oh my God, yeah, this has flown by.
Yeah, so we will be watching this movie, Curse of Chucky. It will be early September 2017 when we watch it. And in mid-October 2017, that is when Cult of Chucky will be coming out. So for 6 weeks, we'll be at the end of the franchise.
Yeah.
And then suddenly
we'll go back again.
We'll go back. And don't worry, guys, we're totally going to watch Cult of Chucky. But it's an odd position. We've never been in this position before.
Yeah. I welcome it. I welcome it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Bring it the fuck on.
Yeah.
And so, honestly, if Curse of Chucky is anything like Seed of Chucky,
we'll have a good old time.
And I didn't think, when we watched Bride of Chucky, I didn't think we could get better. I thought it was all downhill from there.
This has been like a pretty high bar franchise, I think, for me.
Yeah, and like, you were so reluctant.
I know. But it's really kind of like kept up its gumption, its muster. It's like doing well.
I mean,
if it runs out of steam on the next film, if the next film is an absolute fucking stinker, that would have still been a fucking pretty solid run.
Yeah, the only one we didn't really like was
the third one.
And yeah, like it was better fine. Yeah, it's better than any of the Police Academies.
Yeah. Well, tune in next time just to see what we think of that.
Please do. And above all else, this is Todd Jordan, Toddly T, urging you to go and watch Seed of Chucky. Go and watch it as soon as you can.
And this is Tom Denny telling you to listen to Todd.
You can get in touch with us on Twitter at BitterEndPod or on Facebook at BitterEndPod.
And until next time, everybody, stay safe and just be careful with them turkey basters.
With your mind! Fuck! With your mind! Fuck! With your mind!